Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird, form and answer. Jesus gave the key.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, well, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks.
That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh. Oh, wow. And we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging.
Ooh, it smells like bacon.
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Switch to AT&T now and get a $200 bill credit when you buy any smartphone, like the Samsung Galaxy S6, for zero down on AT&T Next.
Rollover data on mobile share value plans expires after 1 month or with any plan change and is used after monthly plan data. Bill credit is a limited time offer. Must port number activate qualified service and stay in good standing to get credit in 3 months. Zero down with AT&T Next requires well-qualified credit. Signal strength claim based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers. Other charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hello, everyone. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott welcoming you once again to our beautiful, lovely Glory United Ministries
Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God, and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird, form and after. Jesus gave the key. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Oh, Lord, lift up the Savior for men to see. And he said it by.
And I'm talking to you, 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 and you. You, my brother, my sister, saints of God, first-time listeners, long-time listeners, I need your help. I solicit your prayers. I solicit your help in helping me to lift up the name of Jesus. I need somebody. I can't do it all by myself. You have to help get the word of God out. You are all ministers of the gospel. You may not be a pastor or an evangelist or a prophet or an apostle, but you are a saint of the Most High. So therefore, you are to witness of Jesus Christ. There is none other but Jesus. There any other God is not the God. I thank God for the real God being in my life. His name is J-E-S-U-S, and that spells Jesus. I have been feeling churchy all day long. I felt the Spirit of the older saints upon me on this morning, that they could pray at any time, they could teach, they could preach. It didn't matter where they were, who they were with. That when the Spirit of the Lord fell upon them, they react, they respond. And I just thank God for having the Spirit of Christ in my life on tonight. There is none, like I've said before, there's none greater than Jesus. That's why the songwriter was saying, lift him up for men to see. And if you do your part, I guarantee you, he will not let you be ashamed. Oh, bless his name. Come on and magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together, for he is worthy of all the glory. He is worthy of all the praise. And on tonight, I just want to thank him for being my all and on. Thank him for being so good to me. I tell you, you just don't know how good I feel down in my sanctified soul. Not many people testify like that anymore, feeling good in their sanctified soul. But I feel good and very good down on the inside. And I'm just believing God for more miracles to take place as I speak the word of God, the truth of God, as it comes out of my mouth. What he puts into me will come out of me, regardless of who you are, where you are, what you are doing, what you like, what you don't like. I have to speak. I have a charge to speak what God tell me to speak. And I thank him for the ear that I can hear him when he speaks. I tell you, I feel good, Dr. Scott. It is a pleasure to be with you on this evening, breaking the bread of life. Again, I thank you very much for being my host, for being my all in all. Thank you for sponsoring this program, Glory United Ministries. Thank you for being a part of it. And I just want to thank you for all that you do. And I'm so glad that you are yet in your right mind and yet in the land of the living. So I ask that God would heap up riches of health upon you. You don't really need any finances, but if he would just heap up the riches of health, because he said in his word that he wanted us to prosper and to be in good health. So it is God's pleasure as we prosper in him, and I thank you for the word because it's coming to me as well. As we prosper, as our soul prosper in him, then our health will also be good and great. Oh, bless his holy name. Thank you, Lord, for the revelation. Thank you for the insight that as our soul, he connected, that he said he want us to prosper and to be in good health. So it's no need of having riches and your health is bad. I tell you, so God knows what he's saying to his children. He wants us to prosper. He don't want you to be from hand to mouth, but he also wants your health to be good. I was in service on last Sunday, and the pastor spoke a word to me, and she said, and God's going to heal your body. I tell you, I just told the Lord thank you and hit the floor again. I was back down on the floor in Jesus' name. He did a new thing on the inside of me, whereof I am glad. He said, I will do a new thing in you. And you have to submit and be willing and open, an open vessel, so that when the Lord is pouring out of his Spirit, you're willing and you're open and you're humble before the Lord. You're available to receive that what God has for you. Oh, my God. Who want to work and not get paid? So I'm working this evening for my pay. And my pay is to have more of Jesus. my pay is for him to reward me for the good deeds that I'm doing in Jesus' name. Yes, I'm looking for my payday. The song we used to sing when I was a child, put your time in. Payday is coming after a while, and I am working for payday. Heaven is my home. I've got heaven in my view. Oh, how about you? Ah, are you working for the payday? Well, it's coming. He will reward you, he said. He said, oh, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. So work for your payday, because he pays very good dividends, better than a 401k. There's nothing that can top what the Lord Jesus Christ can do for you. I feel like I'm right there right now. I feel like I'm in a place, Dr. Scott, that I have, you know, well, she on that, that I haven't been in quite some time. I do feel that breakthrough coming through, coming out, busting loose. Oh, my God, I just thank God for what he does and how he uses me to be a mouthpiece for him. It's about lifting up Jesus for men to see. That's what it's about. Oh, when you do that, then the men will see how great he is, and they will say, how great is our God? And they will say, how great thou art, how great thou art. Oh, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. How great, hey, God, thou art. Then sings my soul, my God, today, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. Yes, yes, yes. How great thou art. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. My soul cries out on this evening. How great thou art. Oh, I tell you, as a young man that I prayed for, and I could feel that the way things are going in his life, even the enemy has talked about, why don't you just end it all? But God said, not so. I have ministry laid up for you, not the type that I have. But see, God used us all in different ways because we all need something different. The way I need it, you might not need it. And the way you need it, they may not need it. So we just thank God for having different avenues, different channels, different people. But you still have to have that oneness. It's about Jesus. It's not about me. It's about the Christ. We worship. Worship him. Worship Christ the Lord. We worship him. Worship Christ the Lord. We worship him. Worship Christ the Lord. I worship him. Worship Christ the Lord. I feel good on the inside. I called Dr. Scott at 7:15, and I asked, could we go on the air? And I thank God that he saw it not robbery and said, we'll be ready at 8, and I'm grateful. Thank you again, Dr. Scott. I can't thank you enough for all that you do, and that's why I know that your payday is coming soon and very soon. And my prayer is that the Lord do a new thing in you. And I just want to press, and I pray that you press towards the mark of the high calling of God, forgetting those things which are behind and press forward the scripture saying Paul was doing the talking. He pressed. He needed to go somewhere. He needed to go higher. We sing as a child, let's go higher, higher in the Lord. Let's go higher, higher in the Lord. Folk are not interested in going higher now in the Lord. They want a banquet. They want a party. They want to eat out. They want to do everything but pray. They figure if I get up in the morning and I pray at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, that's good for all day. But my scripture said men ought to always pray. You need to take every chance, every opportunity that's presented before you to sit down and give thanks unto the Lord and whisper a prayer of thanksgiving. Lord, I thank you for this hour that all is well. I thank you for keeping me from hurt, harm. And then, Lord, I thank you that there was an electrical fire while I slept and I slumbered. And if it did catch on fire, you awakened me to get help. Lord, thank you. See, that prayer at 5 or 6 o'clock that I prayed, I need to pray another one at 3 because he's kept me all day long. There's people that sit in their houses minding their business, watching the TV, and here comes a bullet through the window. But God stayed the hand of the enemy, and he kept me. I don't know why God is going this way, because I don't believe there is anyone else on but Dr. Scott and I. But however, he always tells me, listen, there may not be anyone on when you're on, but they go and they get the message. They go and get the word of God. So whoever goes and get this message on tonight, I pray that it is blessing your soul. I pray that it is helping you come out of darkness. I pray that you see the light. I pray that the hand of God is with you. I pray that the Lord will heal your body. I pray that the Lord will lift you up on high and bless his name in the process. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. I'm not going to be on here long. It's Saturday night. What they used to say is Saturday night and the time is right. Well, the time is right. And it is Saturday night. I just want to read from 2 Chronicles. I'm in the Old Testament on this evening hour. I'm in the Old Testament, and I'm reading 2 Chronicles, the 6th chapter. And the title that's on the top where I'm just about to read says Solomon's Prayer of Dedication. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the assembly of Israel and spread out his hands. For Solomon had made a bronze platform 5 cubits long, 5 cubits wide, and formed 5 and 3 cubits high, and had set it in the midst of the court. And he stood on it, knelt down on his knees before all the assembly of Israel, and spread out his hands towards heaven. Look out now. You got to raise your hands. There was a commercial for a deodorant and said, confidence, confidence, dry and secure. Raise your hands if you're sure. You know how some people sweat, they perspire under their arm, and when they raise their arm, their whole shirt or blouse would be wet from perspiring, and they're saying that their deodorant wasn't good enough to hold them. So Shure came out with, we got this covered. You will not be perspiring under your underarm pit there, and your blouse, your shirt, your dress sleeve, whatever that was clothing will be dry. So they told you to raise your hands if you're sure. I wonder how many of you tonight can raise your hands towards heaven and know that God is pleased with you lifting up your hand towards heaven and blessing his holy name. Let's get back to the book before I get excited, because you know when it comes to the Word of God, Dr. Scott always tell me that I'm locked and loaded. He said it doesn't matter what time you go on, because you always have something that you can say about the Word of God. Well, that's the way a child of God is supposed to be. You ought to be able, when I was a child, they told us that if you don't say anything else, we ought to be able to quote the shortest scripture in the Bible, which is Jesus wept. They said if you do no more than that, you are speaking the Word of God. They taught us on Sunday night to give thanks. Thank God. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for God. I'm giving honor to God and to Jesus, and then to whomever honor was due, the pastor, the church mother, the deacon, preacher, whoever. You gave honor first to God and then to Jesus, and then you began to thank God for life, health, and strength. It was just simple what they taught us. Just tell the Lord, I thank you for life, health, and strength. I mean, if you say no more than that, thank you on tonight for life, health, and strength. God, where are you going with this? Thank you, God, for life, health, and strength. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. I bless your name. God, I feel you on this night. I thank you for life, health, and strength. And they taught us to say that. Thank God for your parents. Thank God for so many thank gods we did, roof over our head and all of that. And they told us, they taught us those things. So just seeing that Solomon built all this stuff and got before the assembly, all the people, he was not ashamed to lift up his hands towards heaven. I watch some people when they come to church, they barely raise their hand. They barely clap their hands and bless him in the sanctuary. We lift our hands in the sanctuary. Oh, bless his name. If you are ashamed of me, Jesus said, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father, which is in heaven. Come on, what do you want? Do you want your payday, or do you just want to work for free? What do you want? Do you want a reward, or you're working for nothing? What do you want? Do you want God's blessing upon your life, or you don't want his blessing upon your life? What is it that you want on this evening? What is it that you need God to do for you? What are you doing for him? Are you working on a building of a sure foundation, holding up the bloodstained banner for the Lord? What are you doing tonight? Are you working for your payday? Or are you just working? Need to have meaning to what you're doing. Solomon had meaning. He lifted up his hand. I didn't know how God was going to work with this word, but he's working it. He lifted up his hand. You've ever been in a situation where you couldn't lift up your hands, you would appreciate being able to just lift up your hands. I shattered my shoulder bone completely, and I could not raise my hand. And I called into the prayer line with Bishop James. Well, I can't even think of the man's name. Bishop James Davis. I know his name, but I'm thinking about the other man. If Dr. Scott can remember, maybe he'll tell me if I don't get it. I got it. Thank you, Jesus. James Broadnet Ministries, and I would be on the prayer line with them at 6 o'clock or 7, it was, in the morning with them, and we would be praying and singing and blessing the name of the Lord. And when I shattered my shoulder, I called in for prayer, and they told me, they said, woman of God, you're going to be able to use your arm again. You're going to be able to lift up your arms one more time. God's going to allow that. And I was laying on my bed one day, and I was blessing God with my left hand that wasn't injured. And I was lifting up my hands to the ceiling, and I was telling God, thank you for the one hand that I could lift, the one arm that I was able to raise. And the Spirit of the Lord said, raise your other arm. And at that moment, I began to lift my arm up, and when you know anything, I had both of my arms lifted up, and I began to scream and shout, God, I thank you Oh, bless his name. Ah, it means something to lift up your arms towards heaven. It means something. I said I wasn't going to be long, but I see the clock is moving on. I just can't stop in 10 minutes. I'm sorry, saints. Ah, I get excited over God's word. And this was Solomon's prayer of dedication. Do we have a prayer on this evening of dedication, or is it all about us? Is it our agenda? It's all about us. When you pray, are you blessing God? Or are you begging God? Or are you pleading with God? Are you asking God, God, do this, God, do that, God, I need you to do. Or are you just lifting up holy hands in his presence? Oh, let me move on. I feel God. I feel so good, Dr. Scott. Bless you. Oh, let me find my place. I get excited. Then I can't see. I can't read. I stumble over the words because I'm excited. And it looks like the words is moving around on the paper. That's why I like when I'm in church, I have a reader. And my reader don't have to get excited. Just read and let me get excited. And we bless the Lord together. And he said, this is verse 14 of 6 of 2 Chronicles. And I just came out telling you that he spread out his hands towards heaven. And he said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God in heaven or on earth like you, who keep your covenant and mercy with your servants who walk before you with all their hearts. Listen to this. You have kept what you promised your servant David, my father. You have both spoken with your mouth and fulfilled it with your hands, as it is this day. Therefore, now, God, I need you. Listen to me, God. Therefore, let's go back to God has kept his promise. Solomon is blessing God. God has kept his promise. He reverenced God by saying, hold up here. There is no God in heaven, none on the earth like you. Well, it reads in my Bible that way. And he said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God in heaven or on earth like you. Now, there must be some beings in heaven that may think that they are God. And I know that that is the little G-O-D. That's some spirits running around up there trying to tear up heaven, but God is too great for that. The devil was up there and God put him out because he did not receive what God had given him. He wanted to be greater than God. It's okay for a child of God to want to be like God, but don't ever want to be greater than the Creator. Then you're losing it because you think you're God. God will cut you down a peg just to show you that you can't do anything with me. There was a movie that came out, not a movie, but it was a Broadway show that came out, and I went to see it in New York City there at Broadway. It says, your arms are too short to box with God. Don't ever think because he allow you to prophesy, allow you to see something, allow you to know something, that you are great as he is or greater. No. He said greater works, but he didn't say you would be better than him. And yes, we do greater works. We got computers now. We have our smartphones that we can send a text message that be there faster than any donkey that Jesus rode on. Yes, that's greater. We have telephones. We can get on the phone and call and say, Jesus saves. That's greater. We can drive in our car quicker than a horse and buggy. I see a horse and buggy in Delaware all the time. We have the Amish people. And my car passed that horse, clug, clug, clugging along the way. Greater, yes. He made it possible for technology to come, and that offered us some greater things that we can do where it took journeys to get from one side to the next. We can get on a plane and be in Israel in 14 hours. My God, today. But don't ever feel that you are God or you're greater than God or equal to God. That's not so. And you have to humble yourself. Listeners, I don't know why God wants you to humble yourself. Let's read that again. And he said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God in heaven or on earth like you who keep your covenant. He keeps his word and mercy. Lord knows he has used mercy for me. My God, today, where would I be without mercy? I thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Mm-hmm. With your servants who walk before you with all their hearts. You see, you can't do this halfway. You got to do it with all your heart. With all your heart. You got to be real. You got to be real. You have kept what you promised your servant David, my father. You have both spoken with your mouth and fulfill it with your hands as it is this day. Therefore, Lord God of Israel, now keep what you promised your servant David, my father, saying, you shall not fail to have a man sit before me on the throne of Israel, only if your son take heed to their ways, that they walk in my law as you have walked before me. And now, O Lord God of Israel, let your word come true, which you have spoken to your servant David. But will God indeed dwell with men on the earth? Question. Behold, heaven and earth of heavens cannot contain you. How much less this temple which I have built? Yet regard the prayer of your servant and his supplications, O Lord my God, and listen to the cry and the prayers which your servant is praying before you, that your eyes may be open towards this temple day and night, towards the place where you said you would put your name, that you may hear the prayers which your servant maketh towards this place. I'm going to stop there. I want you to read this yourself in its entirety. This is some good pickings here. My brother Michael likes to eat, and we are excellent cooks. And when one of us fix something, and it is so delicious to your tongue, and the first thing my brother Michael liked to say, and Dr. Scott mocked him several times, he said, your brother Michael would say, this is some good eating. And this is some good eating. This word of God on tonight, this scroll, this loaf that God has here through Solomon speaking, this is some good eating. Dr. Scott, this tastes good in my mouth. This is good for my eyes to see. I just bless the Lord. I just can't, for some reason on tonight, I just can't thank God enough. I don't know what God is getting ready to do on tomorrow, but that's God's business. I know that I'm blessing the Lord. All my soul and all that is within me, I am blessing his holy name on this evening. I am lifting him up for men to see. Why don't you read this sixth chapter of Second Chronicles in its entirety and be blessed. Oh, my God, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. And may this is Solomon still talking to God. And may you hear the supplications of your servants and of your people Israel when they pray towards this place. Hear from heaven your dwelling place, and when you hear, forgive. Oh, my God, if anyone sins against his neighbor, and is forced to take an oath and comes and take an oath before your altar in this temple, then hear from heaven and act and judge your servant, bringing and the wicked by bringing his way on his own head and justifying the righteous by giving him according to his righteousness. Oh, retribution. I missed the word bringing retribution. Okay, I'm sorry. But may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. I tell you, I feel good down in my soul. Dr. Scott, we have a few minutes left. And if you would be so kind to take the time and just bless the Lord with a testimony of some kind and lifting the Savior up for the people in the radio land to know that Jesus is real and that we are in it to win it, because payday is coming. After a while, Dr. Scott, I yield my time that's left into your hands. In the name of the Father, let me close out my sermon. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit and the people of God, say amen. Don't forget, this is September. Next month is our anniversary service, and we will be coming to you once more and again, blessing the name of God for 7 years. And we're getting ready to go into the 8th year of new beginnings, and we thank him. I am done.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you for the opportunity to stand on the stage, to stand at the pulpit as your strong right arm, your strong left arm, and also sometimes just the pillow, the pillar upon which you stand as you go forth and wield, yes, indeed, wield the sword of the Lord, striking down demons, devils, evil spirit, all of which blessing God, blessing his name. I thank God for Jesus, and I thank Jesus for God. I thank Jesus for bringing God into the lives of everyone more directly and making it more sense. It's one thing to say, God is all, but it's another thing to say, to understand that Jesus said, share those blessings, glorify God with every breath that you have. That's so much easier to do. It's just to glorify God. Thank God for every breath you take. Every time you take a step, thank the Lord. Every time you make that left turn, that right turn, thank the Lord. Let your mind be continuously in a thankful mode. Sometimes I've said to people, I believe that the whole universe is stitched together with God and Jesus' love for all life. Let's go forward in this life. Let's go forward in glory. Let the raiment of God reign and be a part of everything that we do. When we step out in the morning, know that we are glorifying God, that we're giving living testimony. Our lives are living testimony to Jesus. Let your smile be on your face. Let everyone see Jesus shining brightly, so brightly through you. They'll come up to you and say, what is it about you? And you're able to say, we're able to say that Jesus has blessed us, and we're living the blessing every moment. These blessings we have asked for and prayer we've heard all in Jesus' name. And just remember, no matter what's going on in your lives, that Jesus is working it out.
Pressures of life seems to weigh you down. You don't know which way to turn. God is concerned, and he's working it out for you. child that's on cocaine. Through prayer he can change. That marriage that's on the verge of breaking up. Although sometimes you have to walk alone. Now you ask yourself, is there a word from the Lord or from the Lord? You need a blessing and you need it right away. God is concerned and he's working.
Surrender your hands and surrender your life into Jesus' hands, knowing that it's been worked out. It's already worked out. Amen.